KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 51 degrees in Atlantic. We look for light sprinkles this morning, as we've already had earlier, and a chance of light rain this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a high around 63. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. Police in Creston say the Casey's store at 200 South Elm Street in Creston was robbed at gunpoint early Wednesday morning. An employee at the store notified police of the robbery just after 6:30 a.m. An unknown male subject got away with an undetermined amount of cash. The incident remains under investigation. Creston police said also three people were arrested on separate charges Wednesday. 44-year-old Merced Okanovich of Urbandale was arrested at around 11:40 p.m. for OWI third or subsequent offense and driving while barred. Okanovich was being held in the Union County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. A little after 6:45 p.m. Wednesday, Creston police arrested 22-year-old Haley Vandell of Creston on a Union County warrant for a failure to appear in court. The woman was being held in the Ringgold County Jail on $2,000 bond. And around 1:45 a.m. Wednesday, police in Creston arrested 37-year-old Jerry Dillinger of Thayer on a federal warrant for being a felon in possession of ammunition. Dillinger was being held in the Union County Jail without bond while awaiting extradition. Well, with the political season in full swing, Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones issued a reminder Wednesday to local candidates for office and their campaign supporters, as well as local groups and organizations, about the city's ordinance regarding placement of election and other signs.
People need to understand that there's a right-of-way the city has between a sidewalk and the street. Don't be putting your little signs in there. Some got upset. We told them to come get their signs and take them out. Chris has given calls on it. But that is the city ordinance on that, don't put your signs up between the sidewalk and the street. An organization, take your signs out, they volunteer to do it. I see a couple 14th Street today. You're helping your community organization out, put it on the house side of the sidewalk, not on the street side.
Jones, who spoke during the city council meeting, said some areas of town are becoming cluttered with the signs. It's not only illegal, but unsightly, he says, especially in the area of 10th and Linden Streets. Atlantic City Councilman Dana Halder said when it comes to budget time, more money should be made available for improvements to the Atlantic Public Library. Speaking at Wednesday evening's council meeting, Halder, who is the council's liaison to the library board, said the board had a meeting October 12th during which roof repairs and a five-year capital improvement plan, or CIP, was discussed. And that brought up the topic of the library's budget.
This kind of goes back to the five-year capital plan, and I would say that the five-year capital plan really should be a 1 to 3 year capital plan. You go back and look, and there's really been nothing done to this library for over 20 years. And a lot of this money that's been gifted to the library has been put into trust and agency, and okay, it's been used for new computers, roof repair. And I guess I feel like when you get an $18,000 gift from somebody, I don't know that they want to spend on a roof.
He said the council will likely see a budget increase request coming from the library when the council considers the city's budget for fiscal year 2016-17, and he hopes they can find room for that increase.
Because there's several things in that library that I feel, and so does the board, needs to be reevaluated as far as where our desks are, so that when patrons come in, they're greeted rather than being around the corner and they can't see anybody. I just feel like it's, at this point, our library is very underfunded.
He pointed to the fact it receives more than 650 visits each week, which amounts to 35,000 visits last year. Halder challenged the council to come up with another city building that, quote, has that much traffic. On another note, he said the Friends of the Library will hold a book sale from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. October 27th through the 29th. Two counties in Southwest Iowa are hoping to spark new business and helping to grow existing businesses with a new regional entrepreneurship program partnering with the University of Northern Iowa. And Wayne Pantini, executive director of the Union County Development Association, says the focus will be on Adams and Union counties.
We have been working together for several years on delivering services to our small businesses within this region. But now it's time to take things to the next level, and we have a great opportunity working with the folks from the University Center at University of Northern Iowa.
James Holscher is managing UNI's Business and Community Services Program.
There are about 13 different programs that are all designed to focus on helping economic development organizations, communities in Iowa, take care of their business retention and expansion needs. So it has to do with growing the community or growing business. We're kind of all about that.
The program at UNI was created in 2012 and is now in three areas of the state. Region 1 in west central Iowa includes Adair, Guthrie, and Greene in Audubon counties. Region 2 is in north central Iowa and includes Hamilton and Wright counties. Region 3 covers the counties surrounding Sioux City in northwest Iowa, those being Monona, Plymouth, and Woodbury.
Each of those regions have economic development organizations that have really committed to taking entrepreneurship and utilizing that as a key development strategy. You hear about attracting, trying to bring in new jobs and new businesses to a community. We know that we need to grow our own.
Holscher cites practical ways to accomplish those goals.
What we want to do is make sure that our entrepreneurs are strong, that people are being encouraged to start businesses, to continue businesses, if they have a business currently, to get any assistance that they might need to maximize potential of that business. Sometimes it might be a person on Main Street who needs to think about business succession and somebody to take over their business. Other times it might be trying to go to the high schools and spark business, thinking about businesses and starting businesses, and even at the high school level.
The system is built around four basic ideas: support culture, access to capital, networking, and technical assistance. Adams and Union counties are now part of the new program, which is funded by the U.S. Economic Development Administration and the UNI Business and Community Services. Well, the three-member Cass County Civil Service Commission already has a few good men, but with the recent death of a commissioner, they're looking to fill the vacancy with a person who is preferably female and who must be a Democrat. The Cass County Board of Supervisors is looking for eligible applicants to fill the seat through at least December 31st. The normal term of office is 6 years. County Auditor Dale Sunderman explained who must be considered according to Iowa law.
The law says that no more than two of the three members shall be of the same political party. They shall hold no elective or other appointee public office, and probably gender balance is a consideration.
The appointee must also have been a resident of Cass County for the past 2 years. The Civil Service Commission's sole responsibility is reviewing a list of qualified candidates, those being those who have passed the civil service exam, for and making a recommendation for the appointment of Cass County Sheriff's deputies. Sheriff Darby McLaren then appoints a person to fill any open deputy positions.
The commission shall have the following powers and duties: to adopt and amend as necessary rules, provisions, to basically go in which examinations are to be held, and appointments, promotions, transfers, reinstatements, demotions, suspension, and other discharges are to be made. To administer practical tests, to conduct and prepare annual investigation report concerning the effectiveness of and compliance with provisions. But usually what gets down to conduct informal hearings, to hear and determine appeals, complaints, to arrange, compile, and I'm leaving out the main parts of it. To certify to the county sheriff when a vacant position is to be filled on written request, a list of the names of the persons passing the examination.
The person who applies for the Civil Service Commission seat can be anywhere from the county, but the position is not paid. They are, however, reimbursed for any necessary expenses such as mileage pertaining to the attendance of meetings and other such business. If you're interested and meet the qualifications we mentioned, contact Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman at the Cass County Courthouse. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.